Delicatessen in session, classic adventure, and I had a classic adventure myself this very morning. In fact, you're extremely lucky, if that's the right word to use in this context, that I'm here at all, because after last night's programme, I went back to my lonely little hotel in Paddington, because nobody loves me and nobody cares, and I went to bed and got to sleep about 1:45, something like that. I was very hot, obviously, and lying, I'm ashamed to say, naked on top of the bed, and well, I don't want to get you too aroused, so I'll pass on to about 7 o'clock this morning, and there I am lying on the top of the bed, as I say, and I'm woken by a great rush of cold water pouring out of the ceiling. Not just pouring out of the ceiling, but actually pouring out of the light, the light system up there. And even I, with my very slight grasp of technology, know that electricity and water do not combine happily together, and I thought, if I stay here, I'm going to be electrocuted. So I flung myself out of the bed and stood there and watched the water pouring through the ceiling, absolutely soaking the bed, and quite clearly there was no prospect of my getting back into the bed. Eventually it did stop after about 1/4 hour, but by then everything was very, very damp indeed. So I tried to phone the reception area, and no response at all, nobody down there. So I got dressed, and very grumpily, as you might imagine, went down there, and I told the woman who was in there, it was American, I think, actually, that, that my night's sleep had been somewhat disrupted by this, in addition to which, I had a brush with death. And her response was, gee willikers. Actually, I made that bit up, but might as well have been. She said, we're going to have to get that fixed. And I was expecting her to say, listen, have a month's free stay in our hotel. We'll give you a free breakfast, everything. No, gee, we're going to have to get that fixed. And I was tempted to say to her that in America, of course, I'd have had the basis, well, they call a class A action. I'm not quite sure what that means, actually, but I could have sued them for almost everything, I would have thought. Distress and people always, of course, bring in a lack of sexual potency after any kind of unpleasant experience. I mean, the list is almost limitless. This next comes out of Red Eye Records in Ipswich. I think I've played it to you before. Or